If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, ahead of today's episode, I would just like to flag that we had some audio issues. Some files went missing, there was a laptop crash, it was a whole thing. So I do apologise for the quality of the audio, but I do hope that you will still enjoy the conversation.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame, the highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So, this is utter fucking anarchy, and I love every second of it. Returnees to the podcast, Alex Mitten and Tom Lucy, are talking about Christmas. Enjoy.
Christmas tradition. So my dad went to go stay with my granny in Scotland at Christmas a good 10 years ago. So it was when my little brother, George, who I'm sure you both know.
I know George,
you saw him the other day.
Yeah. Big fan.
According to
Instagram.
Big fan. They went to go
top shagger.
Fact. Really?
No. Get him on here. Tell some of his stories.
She's crying.
Yeah.
They went to go stay with my granny in Scotland. My granny was very, very house proud. And my dad got drunk and decided to sort of have a little fun. And so, like,
where's this guy? Yeah. So, it's him and Granny, George. George is there as well, right?
George is there as well. George is quite little, so George is probably 8, 9. Still on the Father Christmas train.
Yeah.
My dad sort of kicked in the fire grate, got
soot. Your dad kicked in the fire grate.
I thought that was an analogy.
Yeah.
Like, he sort of
kicked in your mum's fire grate.
Kicked in the fire grate. Got soot everywhere, and then sort of
it all just sounds like in the end
ash everywhere.
Well,
then I messed up my granny's house.
Why did he do that? There's to like
just so he could be like, George, look, Father Christmas
has come in.
But the game was that because it was Father Christmas, my granny had to be like, Father Christmas has come. Here's a question. Stockings, right?
Yeah,
famously.
Touchy subject.
Why don't you want to talk about this?
Or you said you didn't want to.
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
I think it's good, having a platform.
It was on the,
if you have a platform to use it, right?
So Alex today, he doesn't want to talk about stockings, but do you feel we can talk about
it? No, it's all right.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was quite a young child.
Young child.
I was, as we all were, right?
Yeah.
I'm not exceptional.
You were young. When you were a child, you were young.
Uh-huh.
I remember.
Yeah, and so my stocking for a short period of time, I'm going to say maybe 3 years, was an empty pillowcase.
Absolutely, that's what we have.
That's huge.
But also, an empty
big old stocking.
An empty, all right. we were doing all right back then. It was the 90s. It was the time of progress. It was opulent.
Tree heating bills.
And
things were just chunkier in general.
In the 90s. Yeah, everything was oversized in the 90s.
Yeah.
Watches, stockings.
Yeah.
That's all coming back in though, that oversized.
Chunky's coming back in. My ears keep hitting the set. But also what also the pillowcase was used for in my household was as a we would put some snooker balls in it, and you would it was used for my dirty washing, so I would put at that age probably pooey pants in my in my pillowcase. I can't remember.
Would you always shit in your pants?
Every now and again, at that age, my ears are just slowly sliding backwards. So I wake up on Christmas Day. Well, early Christmas morning, like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I've expected Santa to have come, so I like get up and I'm like run to the pillowcase because that's where the stocking is, and I open it up and there's just loads of like shitty pants, and I thought that. In my like sort of haze, because it was still 4 a.m. I thought that in my drunken stupor, covered in ash, I had opened up my dirty washing bag. And I was convinced that Santa Claus had
done that. You are naughty.
I'd been on the naughty list,
and I'd been given coal, which is like a valuable resource.
He'd given me like soiled pants for Christmas, God. And so I started.
That is what you asked.
I started crying. I did ask for them. Yeah. You've got to be careful what you wish for.
Wow.
That traumatized me.
But then you found out that was different.
Well, if you come around my house now, if you open up my pillowcases on my bed, they're just filled with pants.
Still in
pooey pants. Yeah. I like to stay grounded.
Yeah.
I remember my roots.
Yeah. That's nice.
So that's been a.
Was that your best Christmas?
That was actually the best Christmas. Yeah, I threw up actually at 7 a.m. as well.
I would fear.
I woke up again, and I think the thought was so visceral, it came back to me, and I just threw up all over myself.
It's kind of bleak picture you're painting.
Sorry, this is when I was 29. I was drinking.
It was
a tough Christmas, actually. Yeah. It was really hard.
With big stockings, did you do what we do, and we still do, even though we're all grown adults, where you take it into your parents' room and sit on their bed?
We would sit, maybe when I was very young, but now we would sit in
it
the
room. It would depend on what stage I was at in life. If I was feeling quite sort of selfish, I would fucking open that shit up straight.
On your own?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd be in there. I'd be like, I deserve this.
That's not very Christmas.
I've worked all year round for this shit. Yeah. And I open up and there's like a couple of tangerines and a gold coin and I start smashing shit up again.
Yeah.
I find
a lot of my stocking gifts now are quite passive aggressive gifts.
Yeah.
They're like deodorants and.
Mine are all things like how to remain calm.
Yeah.
Calming candles.
Oh, really?
CBD oil.
Yeah, CBD, lots of CBD oil.
Yeah.
How to beat anxiety.
Do you ever like have moments in life where you just like, you kind of welcome or wish for just like complete madness?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You just want like an SUV to have a world.
I was talking about this the other day because sometimes I'm quite jealous of people who hit rock bottom.
Oh, God.
Because
then, don't be.
No, but like if you hit rock bottom,
it's nice fun,
you can just like wipe the slate clean and then just rebuild.
There is a place of going that things cannot be any worse than this. I had my breakdown just after Christmas as well.
How old were you when you had your breakdown?
The internet says I'm 30, so let's go with 27.
Really? That's when you had your breakdown?
Apparently. I think so. It was coming up to 2 years ago. So it'll be two Christmases ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
27 is when everyone has a breakdown.
Well, apparently. I'm
27 now.
Are you?
Yeah.
27 was the peak of my madness.
Jamie said that to me the day he was
mental.
Jamie was like, 27 was my unhappiest year.
Well, that's what.
That was my happiest.
As well.
Happiest. I was like able to just continue being a complete reprobate.
Yeah.
Without too much consequence.
Yeah.
Now it's pain.
No, it's just
utter pain. Like if I want to like really party now, I have to put in some fucking groundwork.
Mm.
Oh,
carrots,
yes.
Like,
carrots
and,
in the morning.
Eat, like, at least three.
How
carrots.
Many carrots would you slam on?
Oh, dude, I've come back and had like 10 carrots once.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
your vision must be.
It's
your night vision must be
not that great.
Off the scale.
Yeah.
You do so well in the Hunger Games. I can't remember what we were talking about in terms of best Christmases, worst Christmases. Your greatest Christmas present probably was Bertie the Puppy.
And the Babolat tennis racket.
Oh my God, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And Alex Mitten, for you.
Alex
Mitten.
Can you always refer to me as that? No.
Alex Mitten.
Yeah.
What was your greatest? Has anyone ever given you a pair of mittens because they think it's funny? I was going to do that.
Yeah.
Is that
they're not before? They're not here anymore though. I killed them afterwards.
You murdered them.
I think people have before. Yeah. Yeah.
As
mittens.
As a sort of.
It's highbrow stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's clever and funny.
It's smart.
What
yeah.
is
fucking
smart. Other than in league of tennis rackets and puppies, what is your greatest Christmas gift?
Oh, my best ever Christmas present. My dad always, he's quite a sort of quirky bloke.
Mm.
He got me a stuffed caiman and some cigars on Christmas.
Oh, like a taxidermy.
Like a little like a sort of mini crocodile. Taxidermized and some
cigars.
And at first, I mean, I was like 20 at the time.
I was like,
and I was very confused.
Yeah.
And then I think it was actually, I was initiated.
Is he about to like take out some
crocodile?
The head of a crocodile and cigars.
So I was confused at first, and then 6 months later, I had to go to a party at a warehouse in Shoreditch.
It wouldn't have
happened without me.
No.
And
you had
I can't remember what the theme was, but I didn't have anything to wear. So I was like, I'm just going to take a stuffed caiman with a cigar in its mouth. No one can say I've not like made effort.
What was the theme?
I can't remember. It wasn't taxidermy though. It was like,
wow.
Where like,
you went with
a space cowboy. And so that was then it clicked. I was like, this is what it's for.
That's why
it is for it's for visibility. It's to make a statement.
Yeah,
yeah, I bet you get some space.
I actually left it. Sorry, Dad. I left it in that warehouse.
Oh God.
Still there. Still
were you
there,
puffing on the cigars?
Having it.
Do you like a cigar?
I've tried to. I've tried to over the years, but.
Yeah,
like you up taste like taste shit.
I went
I'd
on
like
a date
to be a
once.
Cigar guy.
No,
There's
but I went on a date
right.
with a guy who bought a pack of cigars, and I remember going, "That is
a pack." He smoked a whole pack. And you went to see
that's a panic.
A whole pack of cigars.
He's panicked and he's gone. Fuck.
He bought a
he
pack
has six
of cigars.
I've got to
look like I really really love these.
I don't think he understands how they work.
It was such an ick.
He's
had
six
of
these. Have one.
Also, it felt so performative. It felt like he couldn't smoke. He couldn't have a cigarette. He needed to have a cigar.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He made cigars like big.
Yeah,
I watched his documentary.
Yeah,
I've watched it quite a few times.
It's great, isn't it?
I don't know, because he's not someone I've necessarily ever been like, oh, I would
really
rate like
him.
This is it. I watched the documentary and I went. Right.
When people say your name to me, I think Schwarzenegger.
Without question.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's good. So, great, good Christmas present. Can you think of any particularly bad ones? I mean, that's a horrible thing to think about, though.
Hey, life is full of
life
balance. We've got bad presents, we've got good presents.
I don't think anyone could, like,
you wouldn't appreciate the good presents without the bad presents.
That's true.
So, the worst present I ever got.
I gave a bad present once to an ex-girlfriend.
Was it like a joke?
No, it wasn't.
You
I gave her
funny.
some expensive perfume.
Right.
And then she told me that she was allergic to all perfume.
Has she told you that before?
I didn't know that. She didn't tell me that until I gave her quite an expensive bottle of perfume.
Right.
But, I mean, I still have it. You can have it if you want.
I love it. What is
it? Back. It's Lynx Africa.
biggest tummy. That's
I
want
to say Lynx
yeah.
Africa.
It's not to be knocked.
It's
good
stuff.
Good. It's decent.
If you want to smell like a 13-year-old changing room.
Yeah.
School changing room.
That,
Africa.
That has an allure.
Really takes
me
back to school changing rooms, that smell.
Mm.
Mm.
Turns me on quite a lot.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it puts more of a knot in my stomach.
Yeah,
than anything.
No, so those are good Christmases. Good Christmases in childhood. Are there any particularly bad Christmases that you can remember? I don't know why meeting has been so hard.
What's been a bad Christmas?
I remember. Well, getting a, it wasn't a bad present. It was a good present, really. But I was my grandma.
I'm sorry if I laugh anything. By the way,
I'm in that mood.
Yeah, I've been moved to a place of hilarity, and so people make me laugh.
Yeah, and now I want to make this really dark. So
really bad. Go as dark as you can.
Can't go back there.
No.
it's too hard to get out. But my gran would give me books.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, and she knew that I didn't read.
Couldn't read.
Yeah. And she would give them to me, and she would just hold the gaze and just stare at me and go,
You can do Braille.
I couldn't even do that.
Couldn't do Braille.
No, I could look at the pictures. But no, she would like,
picture books.
She continued to give me books, I think, in the hope they would like break me in.
Mm.
Yeah.
And eventually,
what kind of book?
Eventually,
like
the words would start popping up the page, and I would become some sort of
yeah.
Poet.
Yeah.
But,
what kind of books was it? Enid Blyton.
I think fairly advanced stuff.
Mm.
Like
mm.
Bill and Ben. No, not Bill and Ben. What were they called? Biff and Chip.
Great couple of lads.
It was tough for me.
Tell you what,
I think it
was Alex Ryder.
Oh my god!
That was beyond my time.
I sat next to Alex Pesper at an under 16's party once.
What's he up to now?
Oh, well, he did Magic Mike, the movie franchise.
Did
he? He was very good.
Yeah,
that guy. Yeah.
They've got the Magic Mike show on in London.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I taught Magic Mike Pottery.
Yeah. One of them went to Emily's pottery class.
Yeah.
Member of the guild, or?
No. He snuck in.
You see.
He slipped in.
There are ways to get into
there
the
are
guild.
Ways to,
they,
yeah.
they say the waiting list is tight. It's not that tight.
There's a lot of red tape, but there are ways to cut through
it.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you lube up the clay?
Probably all know.
You might have
some clay.
No. What's it called?
When you lube up the clay.
Yeah, you've got to keep it wet, haven't you? Because otherwise it dries up.
Yeah.
How do you keep
it
wet?
It's just called wetting.
It's just called wetting.
I was hoping for more sort of like Lord of the Rings esque because there's a guild. It's
I mean,
be
actually,
like,
to be honest, it probably is a word for it, but the fact that I'm teaching pottery is utterly ludicrous.
I think you're one of the greatest pottery teachers I've met.
I think I'm a very, very good bullshit.
And I've met
so
a few.
I kind of think that's better.
That's better.
Yeah, I kind of like that more.
I didn't finish my story.
Oh, sorry.
So one year, I got given books again. And I decided enough was enough.
Yeah.
So I said no. I said no, Grandma. I think I threw the book on the floor. And I don't want books.
Yeah.
And my grandma's pretty powerful force. Did you reckon?
Yeah.
And it was literally like I'd evoked like
a demon,
like Zeus himself.
You're
shaking. She was like no. Reading the pages. I love it. I'm genuinely terrified.
She's quite
ferocious.
Yeah,
she
just really wanted you to read.
And now, you know, look
she just
at
kept
me,
giving you copies of Mein Kampf over and over again.
Yeah.
There's
only so many times you can read that book. So.
I think you read it three times. I've actually bought the rights to it. I'm trying to turn it into a film.
That's the sort of shit.
We used to find it really funny to go to Waterstones and take the stickers that say signed by the author and pop them on the Mein Kampf copies. That was the height of
That's very clever.
Very clever.
I've got a question for you, actually. What were you in the school nativity play?
I was one of the wise men.
Ugh.
Is it the wise men or the kings?
The wise men or the kings.
I was one of the kings.
Mm.
I brought myrrh.
Nice.
Which is something I've never seen.
That always used to,
have you
that
ever
used
seen
to,
myrrh
that
in the
used
wild?
To confuse me.
What is
myrrh?
Myrrh
and frankincense.
Frankincense is the smell.
By links Africa. Frankincense is what I
that's
why
that's basically
my
what yeah.
Made,
you
yeah.
kind of turned
have,
up frankincense.
Had, going to,
frankincense. Gold.
Gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Myrrh.
I think I bought myrrh.
What is myrrh?
And I'll stand by that.
Will someone Google what myrrh is?
Ollie Myrrh.
Ollie Myrrh.
Ollie Myrrh.
You were wise man. What were you?
I actually can't remember. I think I may have been like half of a donkey or something.
Yeah.
The ass. I think
yes.
I was the ass of
a donkey.
But
yeah.
It was a fine ass.
You are
a
lovely
fine
ass.
Ass. You got some information on myrrh.
Should we read it?
Some myrrh.
A mermaid. Myrrh is a yellow fragrance. Myrrh is a yellow fragrance sap-like resin that comes out of cuts in the bark of certain trees.
So it's basically sap. What's the sap that you have?
Interesting thing about trees is that's how they make paper.
Right.
Which, to bring it back to Christmas, is what we write on and give as cards.
What do we think about the environmental impact of Christmas?
Just trying to bring it back to Christmas. Do you like that?
Yes.
Oh, the waste
see,
of it.
Do you see what I did? I'm an expert broadcaster.
It's a sap, went from a sap segue.
To tree, to paper, to Christmas card.
It's like word association.
They call me Richard Madeley, because I can bring anything back.
What I wanted to discuss... is that Christmas obviously changes a lot as we grow up. It takes on a very different...
Yeah. You know what my mum said this year? She said, let's not do presents this year. She phoned everyone and said, let's not...
What a horrendous...
Do you know what? I'm hearing that a lot. People aren't doing presents.
Do your family give each other presents?
Yeah, but not at Christmas.
Just through the year.
Mostly stuff then.
Christmas changes as we get older, and the way we operate around Christmas and how we feel about Christmas changes as we get older.
Yeah.
So how does Christmas exist now? If you were going to describe a Christmas day in your household, what would it be like?
I think the next time Christmas will become fun is when we have kids.
This is what I've been.
I think Christmas is.
Are we pregnant?
We are adopting.
That was exciting news.
And we're going to announce this on this.
Oh, is this like a gender reveal in the mince pie?
I've dyed the middle one either pink or blue. You've got to bite into it. No, but I do think Christmas is more fun when there are young kids around.
Because everything just seems so magical when you're a kid. Do you know
what I
mean?
There is so much merriment.
But I think as a parent, that would make it fun for you as well, wouldn't it?
I think you ride off the kids. I think that's why most people have kids.
Yeah, that is the only reason.
To get happiness off, to extract the myrrh from them. My niece and nephew
my niece was 4 and my nephew was 2 and they were so excited. It's
way more fun when there are kids around.
It's fun, but it's also like I don't admit the whole thing just slightly. You can pretend a little bit. Just that things aren't happening.
It's a bit of make-believe for a couple of days.
And then back to the shitty pants.
And
do you have a turkey at Christmas? Turkey?
Goose?
Goose?
Excuse me?
You're like a game salesman.
I will take 2 gooses.
Yeah. Thrice turkey.
No, we're a turkey family.
Right.
Happy to say that. Goose. Never had a goose.
We're experimental, actually. Like, one year we just had an orgy instead.
see what happened.
One year we had a nut roast. We had Cayman.
You had a nut roast?
We had a nut roast.
Yeah.
And then one year we did beef. No.
You're not. You did beef one year.
I've been in and out of...
You're in and out of...
Dabbles.
Of various
most things.
Clinics.
Very hard to commit to anything.
Various medical
services. Yeah. 2 years max and then on to...
Will you watch Christmas film this year?
No.
Will you?
I probably
will. Will you watch any Christmas TV?
Actually, do you know what? Nightmare Before Christmas, because it's slightly removed from Christmas, I do like...
Yeah. That's
your favourite Christmas.
I feel like that's just sort of that... Like, kind of
I like The Holiday.
The Holiday is good, yeah.
I like
Did you hear big news? Apparently they're doing The Grinch 2 and Jim Carrey's making a return.
Yeah, that's big.
Nice. I fucking love Jim Carrey. Really.
Me too.
I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey.
I like Jim Carrey a lot.
We should try and get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Get him on.
It would be interesting.
Will he come to the house? It might be a Zoom one. you managed to book him, but you say we'll only do it if he comes here.
Yeah, so it's a deal breaker. Like, he'll happily give you 2 hours on Zoom.
Yeah,
no, has to be in person. Yeah,
not worth it.
Not happening.
Not worth it.
Yeah, sorry,
next.
James. Yeah.
Tom, Lucy, where are you going to be for Christmas this year?
Barnes.
In Barnes.
In a barn.
That's sweet.
Where are you going to be?
I am going to be in London until the 25th.
We should hang out.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I got told today there's no trains on Christmas Day.
Well, why are you not travelling before?
Broken families.
Yeah.
It's tough enough. I'm going to be in London till the 25th.
Yeah.
And then on around like when it's kind of okay to leave on Christmas Day, I'm going to nip out the door and I'll go down to the other side of my family.
Are you going to make a little French exit and not say goodbye to anybody? You save a lot of time doing that.
I might just get out, just slip out the door. Mm. Do you know what I am doing? I'm cycling from...
You love it.
On a bike.
You and those bikes.
You and that fucking bike.
I haven't had a girlfriend for a year, so...
Yeah. You sleep
like you and your bike. Tennis racket. Yeah. if you dangle your balls just the right level above the spokes...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it feel nice?
It's kind of like a bit of a dangerous game, because if you go too low... Your bikes are going to come pulled off. If you keep it just the right level.
Should we go for a double date? The bike and the racket.
Or in a pub. I'm going down the bike and racket.
Bike and racket.
Yeah, don't come in.
Me and we're going to open a pub called the Bike and Racket.
What's that noise? So, face and match.
Face and match. The Bike and Racket
the
is
bike
a great
racket.
Name for a pub.
It's really good.
In bars.
Yeah, what the fuck was I saying?
You're going
I'm cycling.
Yeah. On Christmas
from,
Day?
I'm the 17th, actually, I've decided now, in my pants, from London to Brighton.
Lovely.
So this brings us back to the breakdown thing. Having a breakdown.
Yeah.
Is it for charity?
That brings us back to 10 signs of a breakdown.
Is it for charity?
No, I just don't have any clothes.
Is it a shitty pair of pants or a nice pair?
I think keeping with the theme of Christmas,
it
will be by the end. That's for sure.
So you're going to cycle in your pants?
I'm going to cycle in my pants, yeah.
To Brighton.
I'm actually quite scared about it now.
Yeah.
No,
it's not for charity at all.
No, it is for charity.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah, I'm doing it for crisis homeless charity.
Can I come and like drive alongside you?
I actually would like some like
support
a support vehicle.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favourite things about Tom Lucy is that you can drive.
Really? Is that unique?
It is around the legs.
It's for you, yeah. It's your
None of you guys are
allowed. None of us can drive. Nick, can you drive?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He just chooses to ride.
Not in this country.
Right.
But yeah. In like Thailand, I think I can still get away with it.
Not legally, but I can.
Yeah.
Can I come and be a support vehicle?
I
have a support vehicle.
I think I should, because some people have messaged me since saying like you could die.
Yeah.
Because like hypothermia apparently is like a real thing. Going uphill will be fine, which weirdly is the shit bit. It's going to be going downhill because of like the wind chill against
what
the
wind. What if I just...
I'm going to wear some mittens.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a hat, like a Santa hat, just to keep warm, and some shoes.
Reindeer.
Maybe just wear these.
What if I drive alongside you and just like slowly give you carrots?
dangle carrots.
Oh, in fact,
I'll dangle a carrot in front of myself.
Yeah. Or I could put a carrot on a fishing rod and just...
That's what I'm saying,
you follow the carrot.
Yeah, this could...
Should we pitch this to ITV2?
Is it good? Why stop at two? Let's go one. Straight
fuck
to
it,
top.
Let's go one.
Simon, Cowell.
Fuck it, let's go next. Fuck it.
Okay,
let's
roll with it. But yeah, so I'm doing that.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting.
It is. I'm sort of excited, but also quite nervous about it, to be honest. I don't quite know...
No,
if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going
to
try.
You will be able to do that. I believe in you.
Do you think?
Yeah.
This Christmas
spirit behind you.
This Christmas is an interesting one that I wanted to talk about, because this is the first Christmas I'm not going to be spending with any member of my family.
Is that, have you been like excommunicated?
Yeah.
You've like become the black
sheep.
This is
their choice.
This is their choice. They got together, had a group meeting.
They were like, look,
they called me up.
We don't have any of that like naggy energy around.
Hey, Emily, you're a loudspeaker. We're all here. But we just can't have Christmas.
Emily, we like you.
We
we respect you.
Maybe next Christmas, I think we could probably reconvene and potentially.
Hey, listen, let's not close the door on this forever.
Yeah.
But let's put it ajar.
Like that sort of chat when stuff's just done.
But it's done.
And you just say so much pointless. Yeah. So many pointless
words.
Let's
not close the door.
You never know.
Maybe down the line we can. Listen, there's nothing.
What are we talking about?
Originally I was talking about sort of in a professional sense.
In my mind it moved on to
relationships and stuff.
It's interesting being a family when you're the only one who's not married.
Can you join on a Zoom link?
Wait, is everyone married now in your family?
Everyone, Xander's married, Jamie's married, famously.
Is Jamie married?
Shut. No.
When did that happen? Was that this?
It was a really small affair.
That's what we were doing.
That's why we were there.
Mm.
It's annoying. They should have labelled it a bit more concisely.
It was pretty.
I would have liked to have known.
It was very sweet and low key, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty tasty.
Just
very humble. Very humble ceremony.
Yeah. just nearest and dearest. 500.
We had a lovely time. Alex Smith and I had a cup of tea.
I was sober the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Me
too.
But I listen back. There's a moment where I speak on the podcast. They came out. I sound wasted as fuck.
I can't listen back to that. I'm on that.
Joy.
I
was sat next to you when you did that.
Yeah. I know. I remember. You were actually battered. Yeah,
you were battered. No, it wasn't the drug. You were just saying some pretty interesting things.
You became a bit extreme.
You got into race and issues. And you said a couple of things that wouldn't
right
fly.
Right-wing politics. Yeah. Now it is interesting when your family sort of marries off.
Yeah.
And you were not yet married off. I did say to
married
when
off.
when Brennan Reese came on the podcast, I said to him, I need to get myself a boyfriend so I've got somewhere to go for Christmas.
God, you live in Victorian England, don't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's you're on the streets,
parading around
tiny tin,
parading like a sort of Bridgerton.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like Santa.
Marry you off. Exchange you for 12 cows.
Yeah. Get a slightly smaller
tag. It's a good deal, isn't it?
That's a fucking cracking deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah,
12
oxen.
12 of your finest cows.
Yeah, nice.
12 gooses.
So, but you have a home for Christmas?
I'm going to my best friend's family.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
I was saying earlier, when we were in the kitchen, I just broke the ear.
This isn't plywood.
In the canteen.
In your trailer.
I just bumped into Cleany.
I popped into your trailer to say hello.
Yeah.
You were makeup.
Yeah.
That is one of the truths.
You were being made up as a reindeer.
God, the pain we go through for show this.
Art.
And I was saying it would be quite fun 1 year to just not be with your family.
You did say that.
Well,
I mean, remember when you
know
said
what
that.
It's like.
Just like go and do something different. Just, like be with your mates. Wake up in Christmas morning and you're there with your mates. And you're like, whoa, let's do some fucking drugs, man. And you're like, no, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Cool
no, you
day.
Did say that. You said, wouldn't it be nice 1 year to not be with your family?
No, I said it would be nice.
And
that Christmas
you remember
that
you said that and there was a sort of lull of silence afterwards.
Is that what it was?
There was like a 5 second pause in proceedings.
I thought it was just quite a profound statement. So
it was profound and worrying.
I want to ask, coming to the end of 2023, which I think has been quite a difficult year for a lot of people.
Thank God.
What are some things that you are grateful for this year?
What am I grateful for?
What are you grateful for?
Come on.
You're
going to work
out that's
giving
you a comedy.
I know,
answer
I was
or a serious
see
answer.
It in your eyes.
That's what all my constant
the true skill is to be able to blend the two.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can.
Only a few people can do that.
What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
I'm grateful for friends.
Mm.
Nice friends.
You're
got
welcome.
Some nice friends around me.
Mm.
I consider you two part of that crowd.
We're doing drugs at Christmas.
Alex didn't look quite as thrilled as Emily
when
I said that.
Well, I already knew it.
Yeah,
it was an assumption.
You're more of a muse for me. Drug muse. Mule, sorry. Mule.
Okay, yeah.
I just need the confirmation considering the title of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, friends. I think as you get older, you care less about material things.
Yes.
Such as gifts. Such as myrrh. Such as frankincense.
Yeah.
And you care more
God
about the kings that are giving them, the relationships we have in life, I think.
And queens.
That's not for me. Plenty of queens in my life. I think as we get older, we transition. This is like the King's Speech on Christmas Day. We transition from material objects to relationships.
Mm.
And if you take one thing away from this podcast, I'd like you to think and value your relationships.
Yeah.
And that's why this year we're not giving presents.
And that's why I haven't got. That's why Mummy and Daddy haven't bought you anything this year.
Yeah, just appreciate the air that you're breathing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We've got. Look,
is that not enough?
Look, we've got a lovely dining table. We've had it for 12 years, but isn't it? It's nice.
Well, so, as part of recovery, you do have to do a gratitude list every day.
I like a gratitude list. Genuinely, I do. I like one.
I find it some days it's tough.
I can get myself into a bit of a spin sometimes doing like manifestation and gratitude stuff.
And you're fine.
If things get tough, I just get on the bike. And
just go for a
get out on that open road. But no, I get like caught up in the list and I start to freak out like if I don't include everything.
Oh, so that's a bit OCD.
Yeah,
because you're not like.
That's like being my Beanie Babies, if you don't include everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you meant to like give yourself I'm going to write 5 things down or I'm going
to
write 10
things
down?
I think you're just supposed to go like with your deep intrinsic kind of just feeling, you've got to feel it.
I like it. I like a gratitude list.
Usually my cat's pretty high on that.
My top of my list after this will be fresh air,
nice,
and freedom,
yeah,
and the outside world,
and some clean pants.
Clean pants will be for you.
What are you grateful for this year?
My year's actually been very. It's been quite a mental year. It's been very transformational. It's been
probably
one of the happiest, but also toughest years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to India.
I was going
to
say it was one of the toughest bits when you spent 10 days in a room.
Silent retreat.
Yeah, I did something called Vipassana in India, which was pretty mad. 10 days of no speaking, no looking at anyone in the eye.
Yeah. And you transitioned from that to
I went straight from that to Jamie's wedding.
Yeah.
So I went from a place of diminished ego to inflated.
I went from a place of silence.
I went from deflation to extreme
inflation.
But actually, weirdly, I was fucking nervous because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, converse and keep up with the madness of a wedding after having been in something so alien and so different for me and also from what the wedding was.
Mm.
And but actually, it was amazing.
Yeah,
because I could speak to people again, and it was just quite nice.
Yeah,
I had a really good time.
Yeah,
but it's been a transformational year. I've like unknowingly made myself incredibly uncomfortable.
Mm.
But what I've learned is that when you're uncomfortable is when you grow.
Exactly.
Yes.
You've got to get uncomfy to progress and to grow.
I think that's great.
That is the only way you do it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You know, so that's why we have these robots.
Yeah.
That's why we cycle in our pants to places.
That is very true. Push yourself.
So yeah, it's been a great year. I've loved it. It has been tough, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's been a big year for you, Joyce.
Yeah.
Very proud of both. Proud of both of you.
Thank you.
What happens now? Do we have sex?
That's usually what happens.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought all my equipment.
Oh, really?
I'll just get it out of the car.
What all this equipment? You fill out a used condom.
Unraveled condom.
Yeah.
good.
What about you?
What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
I am grateful for. My podcast team have been amazing.
All 37
of Anna, who are all in the room.
Gathered here.
I'd like to say that I was single and a bit annoyed at all men. And then Jess Saunders over here went, I'm gonna do a spell for you.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. And I met my boyfriend 2 days later. So.
Wow.
Wait, how does the spell work?
Oh.
Did you put a spell on him or just generally on
everyone?
Wow.
You just cleanse the space. You cleanse the space. And so I'm grateful.
You keep telling everyone
I'm
a witch.
It's fucking extraordinary. It's real magic.
Wow,
I didn't have any semblance of a
now you have a lovely dancer.
And now I've got a dancer.
Now you've got a 6-foot-plus.
6'3".
Now you're
6'3".
Yeah.
6'3".
Not just like 6'1",
6'3",
but 3 abs.
Singer, dancer,
and they can move.
Personal trainer.
Pulsating abs.
Mm.
Are we allowed to sit? It's abs on your back. We're allowed to stay.
Finally,
yeah,
it's been a long road.
Antoine
dancing the cha-cha-cha. It's Emily and Antoine
dancing the cha-cha-cha on your labia.
I reckon I'm going to
dancing the Charleston
2027.
You're going
to
get on Strictly.
Alex, have you done Strictly?
No.
I would love to see you on that.
whoa.
I said that just because I would know.
I would know, because I know everything that you do.
It's Alex and Flavia. Alex and Alex and Olivia. Just on their own. Dancing the cha-cha-cha. It's Alex.
We go live to the Priory. It's Alex dancing on his own.
Dancing by Zoom.
Yeah, his movement was quite restrictive because he's in a straight jacket, but you know, he's still trying.
I love the way he bounced off the walls, the padded walls.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Slightly maniacal. But, yeah.
The lack of windows, I thought, added.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Come back next
I'm
year.
Gonna give you the 9 because I'm worried about your mental state. But just know that it's less than 9.
That would be quite cool to be the first guy to go on and not have a partner and win.
Alex on Strictly.
I think I'd be quite good at it.
You'd be great on it.
Yeah.
Dancing the cha-cha-cha.
Imagine the terror of just waiting in the darkness.
Oh,
you know you're about, and then you just hear that. And you're waiting in the darkness. It's Alex.
Just in the spirit of Christmas and presents and toys and things. The Barbie, I was going to say the Barbie biopic, which is absolutely
I've not
awesome.
Watched it.
It's great.
Is it a biopic?
No, it's absolutely not.
It's a biopic.
That cries she's a real person.
Biopic is when you... No.
It's
have you seen
the Wonka
biopic?
The Wonka biopic.
Oh, that's
an autobiography.
Auto is when someone else writes. Or
no,
auto.
The biopic is about...
Oh,
it's like about...
Self, auto, yeah, autofillation.
No, the Barbie movie.
Autofillate. Autofillate. Autobiography is in autofillate.
I'm awfully late.
Is it I'm awfully late?
Yeah. It's Latin for call me a cab.
Because the Barbie movie was made, if there was going to be a toy biopic made, what toy do you think you'd play?
What would I play?
Yeah.
Out of if they were to do a biopic,
I would play the
Bop It.
I'd just be like,
you'd be pull it.
They'd like mold my body into like
pull it, twist it.
It's just my balls. Like, why does he always? Why does it always go to the flick it one? Like, let's have a look. Oh, it's because it's his
twister. Yes.
Sorry, Ed Norton is twister.
Suck it. What? Huh?
Sorry.
Sorry. Who put suck it?
Help me.
Suck it isn't one of the options.
Suck it. Pass it on.
All right. You'd be Bop It.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'd be Stretch
Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just wanking people off on the table.
Yeah. Very long arms. Soft hands, long arms.
Oh, that stretch. That stretchy boy again.
Yeah. What are some big toys?
Buckaroo. Slinky. I thought
they
could be
Tamagotchi.
That could be a horror film. Same way that Operation, I think, could be a horror film about a man who's just...
I'm a Tamagotchi because I'm very needy.
Very needy and constantly shitting.
And I make a lot of noise and I need constant attention.
And you can think you reckon you're
fucking. Fully.
And it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's ultimately not worth it.
Yeah.
The Tamagotchi would be good.
Yeah. Pop it.
Bop
it's great.
I think Bop It would be really good.
That's what I'm going to ask for Christmas. Bop it.
Bop It is actually quite good, brother.
Yeah.
Hours of fun.
Why did you ask?
I don't know.
Who are you? Furby? Who are you to ask such a question?
I thought because you had something in mind.
No, I think I'd voiced the Furby in the Furby biopic.
Mm. Of course.
Yeah.
Furby, oh my god. Furbies were creepy as hell.
They're making a comeback as well.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I had to batter mine to death. I think I got two of them and they just wouldn't stop like communicating at like 2 a.m. at night. And it used to just freak the shit out of me. So I woke up one night and I was like, that's enough.
So you murdered that.
That's enough now, kids.
Yeah.
Drown out the bottle. Fuck you.
Do you remember
with a cigar
aliens?
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You might be a bit young for this, but the aliens that
as in it's
eggs.
Like it's going to be quite explicit.
Yeah. So I do this.
Sorry, go on.
Eggs.
Don't
be
tough. Yeah.
There was that thing that if you rubbed their bums together, they'd have a baby. That has still gone on.
Why don't you just put an egg up your bum? is that what you've been doing?
That's a good
movie. Oh my god, there was this guy that was at my school talking of toys, and he was quite a weird guy. And I went, he was very wealthy. He had like a lot of toys. Yeah, it's a biopic, autobiopic. That doesn't make sense. And I went to his house and I went down his slide, a big slide, and he was like, I wouldn't go down
yes.
I pissed down it. I was like, okay, that's pretty gross.
And then
I think I was having something else, and he was like, yeah, don't go on that, like
I shit on that.
Yeah.
And then I picked up an action man that was near the pool, and he was like, I wouldn't touch that, I put it off my ass. So I was like, what the fuck is going on there? Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's a really nice
Don't
story
touch that.
To end on. What
yeah,
a lovely Christmas story.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful.
I imagine there are many, many people who end up in A&E with an action man up their arse.
Yeah, there's a great
story.
Here's a nice story to end on.
Okay, go on.
I have a friend who works in A&E, and they said a lot of people come in with things up their arse.
Mm.
It's one of their most common.
I was telling that the story.
No, that's not the end of the story. But apparently, a man came in with an action figure up his arse.
Mm-hmm.
It might be your mate. And he claims that he had come out of the shower, slipped, and fallen on the and it had gone up his arse. Right.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
It was the action man like that.
And they said that story would be a lot more believable if the action man didn't have a condom on it.
That's good.
That's a good way to end.
Yeah.
Wrap up this Christmas.
Always wear
wrap
a condom.
Always
wear a condom. Be safe this Christmas.
Wrap your presents, wrap your cock.
Wear a condom.
Both need
sellotape.
Yeah.
Lots of sellotape.
So wrap your presents, wrap your penis, wrap your arms around your friends.
That's how I would like to spend my Christmas.
What a treat.
Utter chaos, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Once again, we do apologise for the quality of the audio. If you'd like to get in touch, please email us at contact@whydoyouthink.com or send us a message at whydoyouthinkpodcast or at emily_lang_UK. We'll be back before the end of the year with a special Pockets episode. Sending you much love and light, and I'll talk to you soon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.